When I found out I was pregnant, I just assumed I was going to be your mom. I was deeply in love with your birth father in that sort of way you can only be when you're 21. And he was living in Washington, and I was living in Salt Lake. And I didn't want to tell him this news over the phone. And so it was about 3 months before I could get up to see him and share this news with him. And so I had 3 months of sort of sitting around thinking about how my life was going to change and how I was going to be a mother. And so when I went up, finally was able to meet him, I was very sick because I was so nervous because I knew I had to tell him. And I threw up all morning. So he came in at one point when I was being sick and he, you know, held my hair and was taking care of me. And he said, do you have any idea what's wrong? And I told him. He stared at the floor for a very long time. He was sitting on the edge of the bathtub, staring at the floor, not speaking. And I think at some point I said something like, you know, that does require a response. And he said, he looked up and he said, what are you going to do? And so went home thinking, I'm on my own. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to handle this. And about a week later, he called me and he had written me a really beautiful letter that asked me to consider adoption. And it was really the first time I'd ever thought about it. And I was devastated, but I knew he was right. And I talked to a few people who had more experience in the world than I did, and they sent me to an adoption agency. And I went in and I sat down with them and they said, here's how our process works. You'll get portfolios on families and you can learn about them, but you can't know their names. You can't know where they live. You can get pictures for the first year, but after that, there's no connection. And I walked out of there thinking, there's no way I can do this. I can't do this. And I went home and literally opened my mailbox, saw Vegetarian Times magazine, and started flipping through it for distraction. And at the very back, there was this tiny little personal ad that said, loving vegetarian family wants to give your child a home and an open adoption. And I'd never heard of open adoption. I had no idea what it was. But I knew that it had to be better than what I had heard about that morning. And so I called. And I think I totally, your dad answered the phone. I think I totally took him by surprise. He's like, Mary! and your mom and I talked for an hour that first night. And I just knew.
It has meant a great deal to me that you could be a part of my life and that I could know you, know where I come from. And where I get my strange manner of thinking that no one else in my family shares but you. It makes me feel less crazy. Thanksgiving to me is not Thanksgiving without a visit from you.
Alex, I really wake up grateful every day to have you in my life. That you got the family you got and we got the relationship that we got, and that's just such an amazing gift.